And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now I should be joined on the line by Dave. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Lovely day, isn't it?
Beautiful. Now, Dave, you're going to talk about a GoFundMe page that was set up for your dad, Des, who was diagnosed with the brain tumour in 2018. Tell us a little bit about when it all happened first with your dad.
Well, the whole thing started, well, this is actually his third brain tumour that he's had in his lifetime. He had two more when I was very young, when I was maybe 3 and 5 years old. This one that he had, he was diagnosed for, unfortunately, in late 2018. What happened was is that he had groundbreaking surgery in January 2019, which removed not only the tumour, but he also had to reconstruct his jaw and his palate as a result, because they had to go in a way where, like, they couldn't go through it, like, from the top of his head like they could, because it was in an unusual position. Huh. He had to go through his jaw, essentially. And he was recovering very well at the start, and we were very hopeful. Like, he was doing very well after 5 weeks. But unfortunately, he suffered very unforeseen circumstances due to complications that happened to him. And unfortunately, that's made him pretty much incapacitated for all of last year and so far the majority of this year anyway.
So he's gone through a lot, hasn't he? He seems to be a real fighter. I didn't realise he had brain tumours before. So, like, this is going back to 2018. So, God, he has been fighting for a good while. And what complications did happen last year then?
So what happened originally was, something happened where I think it was his palate, like, had a hole where air got into his brain, and as a result of that, he eventually developed meningitis and had to be in an induced coma, and later on he got sepsis in his abdomen, which was later on, like, when he was recovering as well. So he was physically fit before, after the surgery, like as normal, but unfortunately, like, he had to be bedridden as a result, like, and only recently, since we've gone back to October, is when he began his physical rehab, like, so. And so it's been very tough for him.
Yeah, he was recovering well. God, he's gone through a lot. He's a strong man.
Absolutely. He's been in hospital now for, like, I can't tell you the exact day, but at least 550 days. Like, he's been in hospital one way or another. He was on ball mounts up until March, just before the pandemic or the lockdown, when he was moved then to the National Rehabilitation Hospital in Dunleary.
So, God love him. So when COVID came in, you must have got quite nervous, because the last place anyone wants to be is in hospital, and the fear of him probably picking up the COVID.
Of course, especially considering that ball mounts, like, as far as I'm aware, their intensive care unit was probably one of the most affected in terms of cases coming in for the COVID-19. So that's probably the last place, like, he needed to be. So thank God he got moved. And we were supposed to bring him in earlier anyway to the National Rehabilitation Hospital, but he got there just now, and they're working very well with him so far.
And he didn't pick it up anyway.
No.
Oh,
he took a few tests afterwards. He got a couple of tests and both came across as negative, so that's the good news.
Great. So he's fighting hard. He's really fighting hard. So how is he today? How's he doing with the rehabilitation?
Well, he's doing very well now. He's walking, not entirely by himself, with the support, obviously, of a carrier and with supervision of a nurse, but you know, he's coming along a lot better. It's not just his physical rehabilitation, but his speech therapy as well, because you have to understand, he was also had to be on a trachea for a good part of the last year as well, and had to be fed to a tube, essentially, which I think he still is to some degree. Like, you think he's still having complications where if he eats normally, he may get chest infection because his system isn't used to it yet.
Yeah.
So it's a slow build, but at the same time, like, it's leaps and bounds, like, that he's gone through. It's a process, and it can be slow at times, but at the same time, you know, he's getting there.
He's getting there. He's a strong man. But the thing is now, you and your family want to get him home.
Yes.
So
So now we're in a situation where he's almost ready to go home, and we're hoping he'll be all ready to go by late July, early August. So what we hope to do is renovate the house, our family home, to where it's comfortable for him for living. Like, we're extending parts of the upstairs, and, or not extending, but certainly stretching it out, where, because he's still in the wheelchair at the moment, we were also trying to get like a chair that goes up and down from the stairway as well.
The stair lift. So, but,
yeah, exactly, a stair lift. Yeah. So, and we thought to ourselves, well, why don't we try a GoFundMe to try and raise money for this, and we went from there.
That's great, because there is a lot of stuff that you will probably have to change in the house for your dad for now anyway, to just to get him home.
Yeah.
And that's where you want him to be now after all this time. You just want him home safe and sound and in with his family. So is there any help out there apart from doing this GoFundMe page? Can you get any help, any grants or anything for your dad to get the bathroom adapted or the stair lift or stuff like that?
I think we did apply for the HSE's sort of funds for towards it as well. But the thing is as well, it does take quite a long time for feedback from it. So we figured it'd be a good idea to try and, you know, work ahead with it and try and see if we can come up with some other way of raising money as well. We just heard from experience from other people. Like, there's some people who got like HSE grants for whatever reason and were straight to it, and that was that, and they got replied straight away and they were sorted. But we just felt a little unease where we just felt, oh, you know, it's great and all, but there's every chance we can get something from it. But we just thought, let's just see what else we can do.
Yeah. You know, so you want to get him home as soon as possible and get it done as soon as possible. So you set up this GoFundMe page, and how is it doing? How much do you need to adapt the house?
We have a target of €35,000 set up for overall cost as well. So far, at this time of speaking, we've raised €28,863, and this is just about 9 days after we started the campaign. We started it Monday last week, so we're overwhelmed by the response so far.
That is absolutely brilliant, isn't it?
Absolutely
great.
So, and it's from people from all areas of our knowledge. Like, it's not just family members or extended family members, but personal friends of my family, even from our myself, my brother, or my sister, or family friends and stuff like that. So even people we've never heard of from like years, like, are to bring in donations. So it's really cool.
We're great here in Ireland for donating. I think people like to help out, and especially the times we're in. And as I said, he's your dad, he's gone through a lot, and you just want him home safe and sound. So if people want to donate to the page, how can they do it?
You can go to gofundme.com/f/bringdevhome2020. I will present a link to yourself there, but you can spread it on social media if that helps as well.
I will, and I'll read it out before I finish on the show today. So what time are you talking about? Are you hoping in the next, say, couple of weeks to get Des home, or will it take a few months?
Well, at the moment, we're starting construction pretty much. We started this week as well, like, in terms of like trying to get renovations done. So we hope to have everything done maybe within the next 5 to 6 weeks, like, in terms of all the work being completed. And this is just to avoid any transfer to another care facility, which, again, due to the COVID-19, even though it's at a very reduced risk compared to a few months ago, it's still a risk. So we figured we want to get my home as soon as possible with the renovations done to the house. So we're starting pretty much now.
You just want him home. And what are they saying for the future? Will your dad get back to the way, the man he was? Or are they saying he's going to be left with some, I suppose, disabilities after all he's gone through?
Well, I believe these renovations that we're doing are just to facilitate him whilst he continues his recovery. I think he still has the ambition, obviously, to walk properly again and do everything again. And again, he's not that far away from that now. He's done so well so far, but I believe, like, you know, it's just to help him while he recovers more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for sure, like, he's going to have physios still coming in and all that. So.
Brilliant. But once he's home in the heart of his family, you'll probably see him coming on in leaps and bounds, I think, when they're home with their loved ones. And I hope your dad does. He's a really, really strong man. Dave, just before I let you go, just give out that page one more time.
So again, if you check us out on gofundme.com/f/bringdevhome2020, you can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. At Instagram, you can follow us at bringdevhome, and you can also follow us on Facebook on the page bringdevhome. You will see a picture there of a blue house with a red heart on it.
Brilliant. Listen, Dave, thanks a million for talking to us, and good luck with that, and hope your dad makes a full recovery.
Thank you for having me. And again, okay. guys, all those listening, we appreciate any support from all areas. We're doing great so far, but we just need that last push now to get us where we need. So yeah. let's bring this home.
Great. Thanks a million, Dave.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. And that was Dave Cullen there talking about his dad. And his dad, Jess, has gone through so much, and he's fighting there, and he seems to be a great fighter, like he's been in since 2018. So once again, that is www.gofundmepage.com/bringdeshome2020 if you want to donate to that.